And now this is a dictation for Mary Krapohl, K-R-A-P-O-H-L, September 848, addresses a letter to Dr. Ball, T-E-R-R-Y, Ball, B-A-L-L, D-O, at 775-6472. Dear Dr. Ball, a follow-up for Mrs. Krapohl with diabetic nephropathy, proteinuria, and preserved kidney function. All serology also negative. Mayo Clinic added monoclonal protein, which was negative. Tolerating a low dose of lisinopril, 5 milligrams twice a day. Blood pressure at home in the 100s to 110s over 70s. We are trying to avoid anti-inflammatory agents. Other review system now significant for arthritis, both knees. Prior right hip replacement was done by Dr. Berger, B-E-R-G-E-R, at Chicago. His medical workup or treatment includes prevention of deep vein thrombosis on full dose of aspirin 325 twice a day for 3 weeks and the use of diclofenac twice a day for 3 months. Patient asks if I have any concerns about these medications. There is always, of course, the risk of anti-inflammatory agents in a person who has diabetic nephropathy, proteinuria. I probably will hold the lisinopril during that period of time. And I wonder, of course, if Dr. Berger will consider, in the case of aspirin, an alternative anticoagulation, for example, Eliquis or Xarelto as a prevention of DVT pulmonary embolism, and of course, minimizing the diclofenac to the lowest amount and the shorter periods of time. She also follows with Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N. For migraines, uses occasionally Excedrin, which I will not oppose. She will continue chemistry on a regular basis. I will see her back in 6 months. Today, blood pressure was 110 over 74. She remains on metformin, Crestor, lisinopril, Jardiance. All questions answered. End of dictation.